They cannot take it unless you let them, okay? Or your tax professional lets them do it. So with that, let's we start recording just a second, guys. Ready to go, guys?
Well, you, because we're recording the whole thing, you can just start whenever you.
Okay. Let's do it. Should I just start?
Yep. Oh, okay. 3, 2, 1.
Why the IRS cannot simply take your stuff if you know how to challenge them. My name is Peyman Motahedeh. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. I'll give you the answer to you right now. Let's put our website on our screen for everybody to know. To check out our website at livefreenow.org. That is your source of freedom answers and questions, especially if you want to be free of IRS deception, slavery, and robbery. So I'm going to go to my screen and show you basically what the problem is with these tax professionals that claim to know how to defend you and your... Okay, let's start again. Don't have my microphone on, guys.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. We'll have to start a recording just in one moment again. Okay. Here we go. One of those little technical glitches we got to take care of. Then we forget. Okay, no problem. So we'll start again.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to start on my own, okay?
Okay, good.
Why the IRS cannot simply take your stuff like that if you know how to properly... Okay, well, before we go on, can you put the thing in Freedom Law School above on my... It's not there. The Freedom Law School banner doesn't come up in the beginning.
Yeah,
afterwards, okay, I won't worry about that. Okay, we'll start again, guys. Here we go. Why the IRS cannot simply take your stuff like that if you know how to challenge the IRS properly? I will show you exactly why this is a myth that the IRS can come out of nowhere and empty your bank account or your paycheck, or take any of your assets with practically no notice. That's a myth. The problem is most tax professionals, almost all of them, are completely worthless. And I'm going to show you what they should know that they do not know, and how Freedom Law School knows these procedures that want to help you and teach you as much as possible for you to live free and provide support if that is your desire. So what we're going to have to do now is to go first to our website. And the website of Freedom Law School, as you see on your screen, is livefreenow.org. There it is. Okay, that is where you start educating yourself. As incredible as it may sound, yes, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file income tax. And this video will show that to you. But don't worry about that right now. We're going to go to source of the laws right here, as usual, to the U.S. House of Representatives, Office of the Law Revision Council, United States Code. We're going to rely on here, okay? This is the lawyers of the Congress who published the laws on their website, so everybody can follow the law properly as it is written, right? So let's go on now to the issue. So now when I say why almost all tax professionals are unable to keep the IRS from stealing your money, well, I will show you, first of all, that this list includes all computer tax law programs, like TurboTax, all bookkeepers, accountants, CPAs, okay, like HR Block, and most tax lawyers. I'll call them TPs instead of, you know, tax preparers in this paper. They prepare tax returns. That's what they do. And I'm going to show you in this presentation that in contrast to these so-called tax professionals, Freedom Law School does know how to keep the IRS from stealing your money for at least 7 years. This is the worst case scenario because Freedom Law School does know the due process of law when it comes to tax law procedures. Yes, tax law procedures are key for you to live free. Of course, you'll find more about this $7 million guarantee on the front page of Freedom Law School website at livefreenow.org. Yes, folks, Freedom Law School knows this procedure so well that I'm willing to back you up that for 7 years, IRS will not take any of your assets, bank account, paycheck, by levy force at all. For 7 years, otherwise Freedom Law School will reimburse you, pay you back for up to $1 million. That's how confident I am, because knowledge of these due process of law procedures is critical. First, let me show you this, okay? This is the federal tax laws, the Internal Revenue Code, okay? This thick book, as you can see, is written in tiny font in tissue-thin paper. Tons and tons of fine prints. This is my 2005 book. My favorite book is my older 1999 edition, which is, as you can tell, pretty beat up because of use. Okay? And as you can tell, all these good stuff, these tabs, are to the key sections that are important and relevant that you need to know about. And tax professionals, most of them have no idea what these procedures are to help you live free. Okay, so let's go back. Now, I'm going to now go over the list of the most important tax law procedures that tax professionals do not know how to do, but Freedom Law School does know how to do. Here we go. Audits. Ah, number one. Everybody's worried about IRS audits. Guess what? You don't need to waste your money or your time audits. They're worthless. They are toothless. In fact, in the Internal Revenue Code, folks, you will not find a section in this book that tells you exactly in detail what's an audit, what the IRS can or cannot do, what the IRS can ask you or not in an audit, because there are no such things as audits. Legally, there is no such thing as an audit. An audit is a way simply for your tax professional to rip you off, make money off of you like a leech off of the IRS leeches, and saying, we got to give the IRS what they want. They want more of your records. They want this. They want that. They want to further add these other years, add about these other issues. Sorry, I'm only trying to help you with the IRS. It's not my fault. I'm not the bad guy. IRS, they're the bad guys. I'm just here to protect you. Well, he makes money off of you. In 1992, one time, folks, I was talking to a lawyer when I was new at this movement. I started in 1992, right? 29 years ago. I was telling him about the IRS fraud, and he told me, Paymont, don't tell me about the IRS. Now, he's a lawyer, okay? He's a car accident lawyer. He says, I've been involved in the IRS audit for a year and a half, and my own CPA fees been about $150,000 of 1992 money. That's about $500,000 in today's money. That's just a CPA leeching off of them because these audits are garbage. They have no force of law at all. You can just blow them off. That's right. You should blow them off 99% of the time. Okay? Now, let's go to the next thing that really does matter. Notices of deficiency or notice of deficiency. Yes. Guess what? Only tax lawyers know how to do it. But they charge a lot of money to help you that most of you cannot afford to pay. You see, folks, the notice of deficiency is the legal audit. Yes, all the other letters from the IRS before a notice of deficiency mean nothing. You can ignore them all, blow them off, tell the IRS, if you want to deal with me, go ahead and send me that legal notice of deficiency. And I'll see you in tax court. And the law, folks, that relates to that, here it is. I'll show you right now. We're going to go find a law right now about all this. You can go online just like me, type in. First of all, don't use Google. That's the enemy. I use DuckDuckGo.com for private search engine. 26 space, USC space, 6331. That's section 6331 space, House.gov. Now, what did I do, folks? There is 54 categories of federal tax law. United States Code abbreviated USC. Category or Title 26 is on federal tax laws. And you see it right here on the Office of Law Review Council, okay? The list Title 1, Title 2, 3, 4, 5. These are different categories of federal law. So when you put 26 space to USC space 6331, you look in section 6331 of the federal tax laws, the Internal Revenue Code, okay? And when you do that, just like I did here, and hit search, you have right here, it comes up. By putting house.gov, you get the official version from a U.S. House of Representatives website I gave you at uscode.house.gov. And here it is, folks. Section 6212A. Sorry. Here we go, 6212. That's what I meant to search. Sorry, wrong section. So here it is. Notice of deficiency, right? From Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. And you go down. Here it is, section 6212 again. What does it say? If the Secretary, the IRS, determined that there's a deficiency in respect of any tax imposed, right? Let's skip the other language. He's authorized to send notice of such deficiency to the taxpayer by certified mail or registered mail. And that's why it's called a notice of deficiency. Notice of such deficiency is called a notice of deficiency. And then with the challenge, you can look it up just like me by typing section 6213 instead of 6212. In your search, here it is. Section 6212 from Title 26 Internal Revenue Code, right? And it relates to restrictions applicable to deficiencies and petition to tax court. Yes. You can go to tax court and challenge the IRS. And it says within 90 days, okay? Okay. After the notice of the deficiency authorized in Section 6212 is mailed, right? The taxpayer may file a petition with the tax court for a redetermination of the deficiency. And that's what you generally should be doing if you get a notice. Problem is, TurboTax cannot help you. H&R Block cannot help you with tax court. Bookkeepers, enrolled agents, CPAs, they don't do tax code. They don't know how to do that. Only tax lawyers can go tax to tax court. And a few other people that may pass the exam of tax court, they can handle this tax court stuff for you. Okay, I'm not an attorney, but Freedom Law School ghostwrites for you, by the way, how to do this stuff, okay? So And the tax lawyers, as I said, are very expensive and very few people can afford them. Okay? That's why I say this is a real audit and they cannot help you. Okay? So the main procedure IRS needs to follow to come after you is the notice deficiency. Without that notice being sent to you, IRS cannot assess, determine, or fix an amount that you owe, and they cannot go and collect anything of your money by force. Not your paycheck, your bank account, stocks, bonds, crypto, real estate, nothing. That's the critical document by law IRS must issue to you and give you a chance to challenge the IRS within 90 days. What happens is the IRS does issue this document and these accountants and professionals, can I help you? They just go by, try to deal with the IRS some other way, which means nothing. Legally means nothing. And you end up losing and they come take your stuff sooner after because the later on procedures, they're also typically these guys ignorant of what to do. Okay. Let's go now to the next procedure. That are these guys that are able to help you, these professionals, so-called summons for your records or testimony. IRS can summon you or a third party like a bank or some other third party about your records and to have you or them testify about that. Guess what? Again, as usual, all of these tax professionals are completely ignorant of these legal procedures. None of them know how to handle it, except extremely few tax attorneys who know how to challenge IRS summonses if you could find an afford one, yes. And even fewer have any success at being the IRS. Well, guess what? Freedom Law School, I've helped many people beat IRS summonses many, many times, including my own summonses. And many of our victories, by the way, of all the stuff is on our website. I'll show you a little bit on our website, some of these victories, okay? Now, where are the legal procedures to do all this, folks? I'll show you. Okay. The legal procedures for that is... here we go. No, the next one. Okay. Section 7609. Wait a minute. Okay. Section 7602. There we go. 26 U.S.C. 7602, examination of books and witnesses. Again, from Internal Revenue Code. This and the other sections following are the authority IRS to summon anybody, okay, for your bank accounts or records, anything like that. There are other sections like Section 7604, enforcement of summons that are related. There are other sections like 7605, time and place of examination or summons, okay? That's also related to it. Okay, so in fact, I've written a handbook on how to be the IRS first party summons of you, how to do that almost every time it wins. Okay, so the problem is, again, they're not taught any of these in accounting classes or university or to become a CPA. They're not taught this stuff. This is law. They're not taught law and legal procedure, these tax people. There's a procedures in here, okay, and they don't know this stuff. That's the problem. Now, how about when it comes to the IRS wanting to take your stuff. Before they take your stuff, there's one more key thing IRS must do. Even if you do not go to challenge the IRS when they send you a notice deficiency, right? The IRS must give you the opportunity to request a collection due process hearing. Yes. Now, some tax professionals, some accountants, CPAs may know to some degree to at least ask for one of these hearings, but that's not enough. Most tax professionals do not know how to challenge or beat the IRS or appeal the IRS's decision to the higher levels like the U.S. Tax Court and the Federal Courts of Appeal. Yes. So not knowing how to challenge or beat the IRS, that means they're worthless. They can ask for a hearing. They can beg for a break, but that doesn't mean they can challenge or beat the IRS, and do not know how to appeal to higher levels. Now, again, only few tax lawyers know how to handle collection due process hearings. However, those few that do will cost you an arm and a leg and then some on top of that. Okay? Fair and Law School has done collection due process hearings. And one of them, for many of our students and myself, I had a case myself, folks. It was $700,000. IRS leaned me arbitrarily. Yes, they did. And so I had to challenge them. And I beat them. I'll show you this exam. Look, if you go under our victories, Fair and Law School victories over the IRS, open that tab and you go there, you'll see some of these victories I'm talking about right here. Here it is. This $700,000 case, I tried to lean me. I had all removed with this collection due process hearing, and the documentation of all this is hyperlinked. Okay, bye, because I appealed it to tax court. By appealing to tax court, I was able to reverse IRS's ruling against me and have the new IRS appeals officer examine things properly and say, IRS, you're wrong. Paymon owes the IRS a big fat zero. And a tax court approved that. The biggest victory I've had is one case about what, $4.6 million was zeroed out in tax court. I got many of these victories you can see on our website. Again, all you got to do is go to our victories again and go to student victories over the IRS, okay, and see those victories for yourself. So I'm not making this stuff up. You can scroll down. You see many, many of these victories, a paragraph description of the victory, and then you see a hyperlink in blue color to the documentation that shows you these victories. Many of them are at the collection due process hearing level. Okay, so now let's go to the next thing that the IRS may try to do is home foreclosures. People are afraid. The IRS can come take my house. If I don't file 1040 confession form, IRS will take my paycheck, bank account, and also your home, you're afraid. No, they cannot if you know how to challenge them correctly. Okay. Again, none of these tax professionals are knowledgeable at all. Extremely few tax attorneys know how to challenge, okay, or beat the IRS when the IRS wants to take your home. That's right. Okay. But guess what? Fair Law School has experience in home foreclosures to be able to beat home foreclosure cases as well. So here it is, folks. These are the primary areas that the IRS comes after you. Audits, don't even waste your time. Don't pay anybody for an audit. They're useless. IRS, if they want to come after you, should send you a notice of deficiency. Okay? Then they don't know how to take you to tax court. Fair and Law School can do this for you to beat the IRS in tax court. Okay? They try to gather records about you with the IRS summons to use against you. They might summon you and or your records. Or even after they come after you and assess the tax, they want to collect it. They may issue summonses. Guess what? Fair and Law School can help you beat them when these professionals cannot. Collection due process hearing is, again, the most common place that you can beat the IRS, in my opinion, before they do anything, before they take a dollar from you, they must give you a chance to ask for a hearing. But if you do not know that within 30 days of this letter mailed to you that you need to ask for a hearing by certified mail to have proof of it, you're a dead duck. They can go on and take your stuff. That's why people lose. That's why the IRS takes your stuff like that. Because neither you nor these tax professionals who prepared that 1040 confession form for you know how to correctly and timely challenge the IRS before the notice deficient, after a notice deficient is sent out to you, or after a collection due process hearing a notice is sent you. These are two most important, powerful procedures that you need to know, and these professionals cannot help you, most of them, in any effective way. And even home foreclosures, folks, that can be avoided at beat a little bit harder. It's not as easy because the judges play patty cake with the IRS too often. The judges are so corrupt, folks, in America. They've bent backwards for their buddies in the IRS who pay the salaries. But you can beat them, okay? That can be done. And Freedom Law School has experience in all of these areas how to do them. So you want to ask your tax professional, can I do this thing? You can send this thing to your tax professional. Can you do this stuff or not, folks? Yes, you can. And you should. In fact, let me tell you this. One thing else you should be doing is ask your tax professional these. Go to under course packages, I'm sorry, education materials. Go down to questions to ask your tax preparer. And under that menu item, folks, okay, you will see the very important question you should ask a tax preparer before you pay him anything. That enrolled agent, bookkeeper, accountant, CPA, tax attorney, before you decide whether they should, you should pay him any money for anything, okay? Especially preparing 1040 and other IRS confession forms to IRS. It's really Satan. Yes. So here it is. There's a two-part questionnaire, part one and part two, that will really help you understand this game a lot better. I cannot give you a go over that right now, but there's a video on this that you can watch here that will help you with that area as well. And what every one of you should do, folks, is go beside on our front page, watching at livefreenow.org. This 9-minute video on the front page that will link you right here. Links to a longer, detailed video on this topic and other short videos. What you want to do is go under educational materials, see the eye-opening education page. Yes, open that page. It's got really eye-opening, amazing information that was never told to you in high school or university. Neither did your tax preparer tell you about these important facts that makes a difference about your rights and your freedom. And watch the videos on this page. They're extremely powerful to help you live free. Also, you should go and underneath education materials, watch the IRS is mostly bluff. Yes. Open that, the IRS is mostly bluff. Wow, it's one of my favorite pages I put together. Here it is. Yes, IRS is not the all-powerful, all-seeing, omnipotent entity that just will swoop down and take your stuff. Ooh, they are not. I can show you how you can call the IRS as bluff and be free of the income tax that 99% of Americans do not owe. And there's two great videos on this topic on this page. This one, and you go a little bit lower, and you see another one right here. Okay, you should not give away your power to the IRS to fall for their bluff. You can be free. But the bottom line is this, folks. The IRS used the old tactic called fear to control you. Yes. Fear prevents you from thinking. The emotional panic that comes with fear actually shuts down your brain and your rational thinking. People that stop thinking are easily led, manipulated, and easily controlled. Yes. And what's the solution? Your love of freedom with your brain and your love of freedom. Love of truth and freedom and your thinking, your brain, will lead you to freedom, my friends. First, you need to understand what it's really this whole fear business is all about. I'm going to show it to you, okay, right here. Fear in reality is false evidence appearing real. It's all deception, satanic deception. Yes, the truth is there. It's hidden but not told to you. The deception of Satan, that's what gets you, folks. And I will show you the way out to freedom if you take a little time. Go to Freedom Law School pages that I've showed you. Read them a little bit. Listen to these videos in your car. Twice in your car. Then the third time at home, watch them. You'll be amazed. That by doing that, folks, okay, here's what's going to happen. Instead of having this, you will experience this. Peace of mind. Happiness and joy that you are free. Your love of truth will set you free, my friends. Bottom line is this. I can take a horse to water, but I cannot make it drink. Similarly, I can show you all this stuff, folks, but guess what? I cannot make you free. With all my knowledge and experience, 28 years of openly not filing and paying income tax, I was well known about it. For over a quarter of a century being under criminal investigation by the IRS as a potential tax fraud promoter, abusive tax shelter promoter, and all of the nonsense they try to see they can stop me from educating you and freeing you, they can't do it. To this day, right now, I am still under criminal investigation by the IRS, but so what? They can look all they want, just like the Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax. They can look and look and look some more. And there is no Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax. And Freedom Law School is only teaching you the law as published on government-owned websites and have you follow the law. It's up to you to choose freedom, my friend. So how do you choose freedom? After watching his videos, folks, here's what you're going to want to do, okay? Let's go to our homepage of our website, and from there I'm going to show you, once you do this, these videos I showed you, let me zoom in a little bit more, okay? Then you go under petitions. Under petitions, you click on that, open petitions, and you're going to see on here, that you want to write petitions to your U.S. congressman to lawfully free yourself from IRS deception. It's really Satan. Deception, robbery, and slavery. This video, this completely lawful process guaranteed by the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution here, and those are key. And right now we have four of these petitions ready for you to download and send out on individual income tax and other aspects of taxes, federal taxes. Again, the instructions are in these pages that have come up. Here's the first one, and videos on how to do them. Follow the instructions on these pages on how you should send these petitions to congressmen to guarantee your freedom. Yes, in detail, the videos, they explain all the stuff to you, procedures. And folks, I hope that you take the steps necessary. A little bit of your time, especially in your car, to and from work, plug in that smartphone in your car's audio system, get in one of those devices that goes on your windshield. You can have your smartphone there. Let it play. These videos I'm showing you, let them play. To and from work. Your truck driver, great, great student. Truck drivers are the best. You're stuck behind a wheel, just listening and learning. Then when you go home, you're having lunch or dinner, put your smartphone up or in front of the computer if you can. Big screen is better. Watch the videos. You see, wow. All the stuff Payman's showing me is the truth. As a liberating truth that will free you from that fear of the IRS too. I know I have a lot more power. And they're not all that they think they are. They want to pretend to be. The same media that made Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and Corona hoax a big deal, that tells you vaccines are 100% safe, right? Same media is the one that built up the IRS to what it is. They're not all that. So, again, it's up to you to let your love of freedom to free you. I invite you to further investigate all this. And if you have further questions, call us. Go to our website at livefreenow.org, folks. Remember, this is your search for truth, which is where it starts. Livefreenow.org. And then call us if you need to at 813-444-4800 if it can be of any help. And please share this with your family members, spouse, children, brothers, sisters, parents, cousins, aunts, uncles. And then your friends and coworkers and people in the community on your Facebook page and social media places. Get out there, folks. Somebody help you live free, give you this information, got you started. You do that favor to somebody else who is looking for freedom, for someone like you to point them to Freedom Law School. So like our page, okay? And be sure on our front page, you get on our email list, folks, on the bottom of the page before we get, you know, cut out of the big high-tech organizations, YouTube and Facebook. Sign up right here for our free information package so that you'll be in touch with us even if you get censored out of the high-tech social media outlets. So with that, folks, I hope to meet every one of you in person and invite you to live free now at livefreenow.org. Okay. We have call area code 562 area code. Hold on, caller. Let me take a drink because I'm extremely thirsty. Okay. Yeah, let me put my headset on also. Okay, 562, that's from Long Beach, California area. I used to live out of Long Beach in Belmont Heights, my friend. So what is your friend and whereabouts do you live in Long Beach area? What's your first name only? No last name.
Joe.
Are you there? Call from America, 562.
This is Joe. Can you hear me, Paymon?
No, I do not hear him on my headset. I hear him on your computer over there. So maybe you can turn the volume up because you have connection issues and I can hear you. So go ahead and see, turn the volume up. Maybe I can hear him there. Okay, what's your name again?
My name is Joe.
Joe, whereabouts do you live in Long Beach area?
Southern Mexicania.
Southern, well, of course. You know, that is. What part of Long Beach do you live in?
Well, I used to live in Long Beach. Now I live in Westminster.
Westminster, okay, right by down the street, yes. All right. Very good. In the little Saigon area. I gotcha.
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
Okay. All right, Jill. How did you hear about Freedom Hospital, by the way?
Well, I heard about you a long time ago, just listening on YouTube. You know, I found Dave Champion and then, you know, eventually found you on YouTube and started listening to you. And I really liked what you had to say because you really break it down in a way where everyone can understand it. And if anybody else is still listening, livefreenow.org and actually read the letter that Paymon wants you to send out to your Congress people, it really spells it out in like sixth grade language who the income tax actually is imposed upon. It's so simple. It really is ridiculous.
Thank you, Joe. So how can I help you, my friend?
Well, I just received a letter from the FTB, and they're requesting that I turn in a tax return for 1099s that I received from companies that I did work for in 2018. And so from what I hear, FTB is like the legalized mafia, and they really come after you, and it's hard to deal with them. So I'm searching for advice on how to deal with this letter. I have until July 7 to respond.
Well, I have only one page of the letter that you emailed to me, not the second or third page that may sometimes give more information. But first of all, let me answer you this way. Yes, Joe does live in the International Communist Republic of Mexicania, formerly the Golden State. It's been destroyed. That's where I came from 8 years ago, to Florida, by all these people from Central South America coming to America, giving them welfare money and goods and free health care, everything. You know, they come, and they eventually become citizens and vote socialist, communist, you know, to bring their relatives in and give them some socialism to come to America. That's how they destroyed that state, and that's how they're trying to destroy entire America. That's why, in my opinion, this whole illegal immigration issue is a very big deal, because they want to overwhelm you, the American people's votes, by all these people to bring in with your tax dollars, you know, with socialism, to have them vote socialist communist. But anyhow, so California is really out of control. That's why I escaped that communist place. And the FTB is a very lawless organization. The California Franchise Tax Board is the California's state income tax agency. And what they do, this is a request for tax return. And this is the one Joe got for 2018. Now, Joe, when was the last year that you filed a regular tax form with the IRS and the FTB?
I would say that is the year 2017 is the last year that I filed for.
That's right. That's something with the last year. And I know, because if that's your first year of not filing, 2018, they send you a request for tax return. If you're a repeat non-filer, then they'll change the name of the letter to demand for tax return. Okay?
Okay.
So they list several sources. Bottom line is that there is no easy, quick way to give you an answer, because it's a process. You can't ignore this letter, and our FTB will have to send you what is called a notice of proposed assessment. That's the official equivalent of the IRS's notice of deficiency, the official tax proposal letter. And it gives you 60 days from the date of that notice of proposed assessment, NPA, to ask the hearing timely, certify it, have proof of it, so that you can challenge them so they do not go on and take your stuff. And there is no collection due process hearing with the state of California. So that being the case, however, it may help at this stage to ask them a little bit more about, well, what documentation, what source of information you have about this. You know, because, you know, they should give you something at least than just, here it is, you know, XYZ Inc., ABC Inc., you know. So I would suggest you ask them, hey, what do you got? So they give you more information. It's always useful to gather and get more information about your enemy from the enemy, him or herself. So it would not hurt to do that. And but at some point, they will issue a notice of proposed assessment, which you must ask for a hearing with in 60 days and take it from there. Again, I can't tell you the whole procedures. I can't tell you all the stuff here. In the courses, I talk about this stuff. Okay, even there, I can only do so much of these things. But let me ask you another key thing. Look, you know, hundreds of years ago, 500,000 years ago, to live free, it was very difficult because modes of transportation were limited. You know, very few people had horses. Carriages were very expensive, and it was hard to move, travel far. Even, and then came ships in the, you know, 1600s, 1700s, ships that brought people to America from Europe. And then 1800s, you got trains. In the 20th century, you got airplanes and cars. Now you can move around. So you can move around from some tyrannical state like California to the most overall freest and lowest tax state in America, one of the eight without a state tax return. That's Florida. Central Florida is the best. You don't have to live there. And so, freedom ways by getting around it, why not? That's one of the beauties of the American system of government. We're not a country in America. No, no, no. We are 50 countries in a union. But you get to shop around, Joe. You want to live in an international communist republic of Mexicania? Or come to a better state like New Hampshire, like Indiana, South Dakota, Florida, you know, you have choices. So one of the biggest things I would say is plan to move out of the formerly golden state. And there's no better time to move than now that we're in economic boom. Inflation is coming. Full employment is here. Okay? And California is in a lockdown depression. Artificial corona hoax lockdown. You can leave and you find plenty of jobs or business opportunities for what you do in Florida. What do you do for a living, Joe, if I may ask? And do you work for yourself or somebody else?
Yeah, I work for myself. I'm a tile contractor. I install tile in showers, bathrooms, backsplashes, floors, all that.
I'm not sure if they can hear him, so I'm going to repeat what Joe says. Because I'm not sure if they hear you. So he said, Joe's a tile contractor. Okay, showers and bathrooms, all that stuff. Fantastic. You know how much there's a shortage of people like that? There is a big shortage of people like you out here. You're going to find jobs easy. Okay? So I would suggest that you start the process of thinking about moving. And the moving part may take you 6 months. May take you a year or two. That's fine. But start thinking and come visit Central Florida. I think north between Central Florida, between Tampa, Ocala, and Orlando, that triangle is the best freedom area and hurricane free. And meanwhile, and then if the FDD, even if they come after you, assess you a bunch of money, guess what? Doesn't matter if they claim you owe them $5,000 or $50,000. They have no legal jurisdiction whatsoever to come after your money in Egypt, France, Japan, Texas, or Florida. They are all foreign countries as far as California is concerned. California has no power to try to attack your funds, you know, or your property out of the state of California. So I hope that gives you some ideas to consider.
Yeah.
All right, anything else, Joe?
Yeah, as far as taxes go, state taxes, federal or what have you, how is Montana compared to other states?
Sir, volume up. How does that compare to other states?
Yeah, because I know Florida, like you say, is tax free. Nevada's tax free.
Right.
What about Montana?
No state income tax. Correct.
So
right.
I'm just curious about Montana because that's a state I'm interested in moving to.
Montana does have a state income tax. It's a low one. It's not an aggressive state, but if you like that big sky, open country, and
I do.
Up north, you like the cold, go to South Dakota. It's one of the freest states in the country, the only one that never had a corona hoax lockdown at all. I was
yep.
there at the Red Bull Expo. I just spoke about 12 days ago. So, yeah, South Dakota is the place you want to be better than Montana even. Okay?
Yeah. All right.
All right,
Montana. Just real quick, you know what's interesting is that you live in the state of Florida that has zero income tax, and they're prospering and doing great, yet I live in the state of California that has an income tax, and they're bankrupt. I mean, can anybody open their eyes and see the light on that one? I mean, come on, man. Somebody's pockets are getting filled with your money.
That's why, you know, United States is a 50 states united, just like Europe, or like France, Germany, Italy are involved in the European Union, but you can choose to live in Italy, France, or Germany. You can do the same here. And that
yep.
will be the biggest thing. People start moving, voting with your foot, and go to
yep.
the freer states. You know, and so, yeah, I encourage you to consider, you know, South Dakota, if you like the cold, over the Florida, which is warm weather.
Yep. Well, I can come visit Florida because my sister-in-law has a condo out there, so maybe I can come visit you as well.
There you go. Come visit us also, Joe. We'd love to see you, my friend. I like in-person visitors. Most people cannot do it, but if you want to come in person, I would welcome that.
Awesome.
Okay,
thank
do you have
Paymon.
Any other questions from
no,
anybody
sir,
else?
That's it. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, there's
area code 832 caller. What is your first name and how did you hear about Freedom Law School, my friend?
My name is Ron. I'm out of Houston, and the way I heard about you is kind of a roundabout thing that started with weight loss. But like the last caller, followed Dave Champion, went to the Facebook page, found you, and have been following now for about a year.
I'm curious, how did you get from Dave Champion and the Facebook page that he runs, that he banned me from, by the way? Because he didn't like competition. It was actually belonged to somebody else, not him. But the other guy lets him run it. How was it from there you got to Freedom Law School?
I was asking about banking, and somebody suggests that I get in touch with you guys. And then after that, your folks in your front office then directed me to not registered. And so I'm already working with them.
Okay, very good. All right, Ron, how may I assist you, my friend?
So I know you can't speak, in ways that are specific to things, but in generalities, these cases that you've won where you were talking about, you know, hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars, once you finish those, do they keep coming after you or do they realize that they are wasting their time?
You know, the fact of the matter is IRS leaves most non-filers simply just alone. Year
yeah.
after year after year. So this mentality that someone out there in the IRS is watching and say, hey, guy, we got Ron here. Yep. Hey, Dave, you signed the Ron? Okay. Stay on top of Ron, maybe year after year, that type of thing. It doesn't work like that. They don't have enough people there. IRS has only about 80,000 employees. More than half are simply processing stuff. and being customer support and computers, all that stuff. The auditors and collection agents and managers and lawyers are only about 20,000. They have about 3,000 collection agents and about 7,000 auditors. So, I mean, with 330 million Americans to 3,000 collection agents, it's 1 to 100,000 of us. So, no, they don't do this thing as you think they're going to come after you again because of this, that. It's all doggone computer generated. 99.8% of the IRS, if not 99.9%, is all dumb computer generated. Think about how many people are in America. You got dense cities like Los Angeles, New York, full of people. And open sky places in the country like Montana and Texas and Dakotas. You got just, at most 20,000 people trying to get this whole country under, get this guy, get that guy, get him, get that. They can't do it. It's all a bluff. What I recommend you really want to do, my friend, is to go to our front page of Freedom Law School, okay? And from there, you want to go to under education materials to the second menu item, the IRS is mostly bluff. Yes. You need to watch this video, Ron, that the IRS truly is mostly bluff. These two videos that I have on this presentation cover this for you, this one and this other one. They're complementary and some repetitious, but they really are very important that you watch and understand, because we don't have to give away our power to them by letting them bluff you into filing a 1040 income tax confession form. That's how the IRS is enslaving people, by you filling out 1040 confession forms. In fact, let me give you one more thing on that issue. You know what? Do I have that commissioner page? Okay, here we go. Let me get on that same page. If you go down there, you see a quote from an article listed this year by two former IRS commissioners, Fred Goldberg and Charles Rosati. Okay? They tell you that the IRS is 99% bluff. They say, this is the exact word of them. They're trying to raise more money for the U.S. government. They say, what's critical here is that substantially, all of the revenue increase of the IRS taxes does not come from IRS audits and collections. See, they're telling you it is not, they don't have the power to make a lot of money from coming after people. They get the money, substantially the money comes from you, that's been brainwashed to be a slave and afraid, getting it right when they file the tax returns, getting you to file tax confession forms. See? And the article, they click on that link right there, out there. You can see it for yourself. Here it is. Make tax system fairer. Okay? Okay? And guess what? Look at that. You see pictures of these two guys on the right, Fred Goldberg and Charles Rosati. Both of them were former IRS commissioners. Okay? There we go. Can I zoom in one? I want you to see these guys' pictures. There it is on the right side. They're saying these words. You don't need to live in fear. Okay? False evidence appearing real. Once you know the truth, my friends, right, you can be free of fear and happy and confident. Any other questions, Ron?
I'm not certain. So I've actually watched your IRS is a paper tiger video, which was, I think, longer than those other ones. And, I understand that. In fact, last week or 2 weeks ago, I sent off all my letters to my congressman, House and Senate, and this is my first year not filing a confession form. So I'm just trying to learn as much as I can, make sure I dot my I's and cross my T's and all that. So my hope is that if I do everything right, when they do finally come after me, because I'm certain they will, that I've done everything needed to so that they fight me one time, I win, and they leave me alone.
So let me summarize what you said for everybody else. Look, you know, you sent a petition to your congressman, which is great. You've done that, okay? And you said that they'll come after you, and you believe they certainly will. Right there, let me stop you right there. No, they certainly will not. There is no certainty that it will or will not. The roof may fall on me or may not. Neither one is certain. I may walk out there tomorrow and get hit by lightning or die in a car accident. It may or may not. So this myth, they got, that the IRS will come after you for sure if you don't file, is a bunch of myth, bunch of deception. That's what I keep saying. They're using deception and fear against you. Again, I have to go to our website to guide you a little bit more about this whole fear thing that they have people. On the education material, you go to Eye Opening Education page, and when you click on it, you see the facts are. Let me ask you, do you walk around the street, driving the highways, wondering, I might get hit by lightning? Are you worried that you're certainly going to get hit by lightning when you walk out there? No. Even in Florida, which is the lightning capital of America, you're not worried about walking on the street and get hit by lightning, right? No matter what. But guess what? Did you know that, Ron, you are twice as likely to be struck by lightning than to be sent to prison for not filing 1040 tax confession forms? Yeah.
That I know.
The math is
I've
done right there
at
the bottom of
the
page, based on IRS's own numbers. What'd you say?
I said that I know. I actually watched your video about, I think it's what, you're like 20 times more likely to go to jail for filing than for not filing. So I'm aware of that.
So here's the thing, Ron. Let me tell you something else. But I got to tell you the truth, and that is the IRS is another outlaw deep state entity like the CIA, FBI, and U.S. Department of Justice and NSA. Those are the big five that run the federal government, okay? The FBI, IRS, NSA, CIA, and Department of Justice, the top of the crooks, along with the crooked federal judges, the same one that refused to look at the election problems out there, okay? So that being the case, they all need to be wholesale fired. They really do. But meanwhile, no one can guarantee you that everything will be perfectly safe, you know, with these crooks. That's why 20 years ago, I started our program called the Royal Freedom Package. I did it because people asked me, Payman, look, is there any way that you can keep me from getting in trouble as best as you can, give me some support? I said, sure. I'll do that. And about 8 months ago, I came up with a 7-year, $1 million guarantee, okay, to help you first lawfully and safely stop filing and paying income tax. So if you really want to be safe, maybe you ought to consider this program, look into it a little bit more. It's very affordable. We'll let you make payments on this. And I would love to pay you up to $4,500 cash for referring other people who may want to be free as well. So I want to pay you that you can refer people to us and then get the program for free. Get your protection and peace of mind you want for free, my friend. Just start sharing the truth with other Americans who deserve a chance, like you, to know about truth and the opportunity to be free. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your question, Ron. Do we have any other callers with question? We have a caller from area code 253. All right. What is your first name and how did you hear about us, my friend?
Yeah, my name is Edward. I heard about you through watching your videos on the YouTube.
And how did you find us on YouTube?
I got recommended by a friend to pull you up on YouTube, and I've been listening to your videos ever since.
There you go, folks.
But the reason why...
Your friend,
go
good job. Thank your friend. And you see, folks, you all need to tell your friends about us. Just like Edward. If it wasn't for his friend, he would have been calling me right now asking his questions. So good job, Ed, for looking for freedom and on your search of truth and freedom. Yes, sir. What's your question?
Yeah, she's a good friend of mine, a girlfriend of mine. She filed a tax court petition with the tax court about 4 months ago. And just recently, about 6 weeks ago, she received a letter from the court. The court ruled in her favor. It says that the order of dismissal for lack of jurisdiction because the commissioner does not have jurisdiction to harass her for the dates that they were saying that she owed a debt. So she has the paperwork that came from the court. But the thing about it, it's not signed by the judge, but it has the judge name on it.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, all of this is great that she got for the dismissal and everything, but she's still continuing to receive collection correspondence. That don't seem right.
Well, your friend should be calling me, Edward. Okay, not you. Now,
well,
she's
at work. She works,
she's
and that's why
work,
I'm calling
well,
for her, because she's at work.
She has options. She can, number one, arrange to take a break from her work, prearrange on the next Thursday night between 7, you know, between like 8 to 9 on the Eastern time zone. That's when I'm done with my presentation, answer people's questions about that time. So like 8 to 8:30 Eastern is ideal probably. So she could arrange that half hour time off the call or so, 45 minutes. And if she cannot do that, if she's making that much money, the job is that important, well, okay, she can afford to do a paid one-on-one consultation to get her questions answered. Because what she did, you know whose process did she follow? Who got her to do this petition to tax court and get the result that she got? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I know there's somebody out there that people go out there to tax court and they petition a tax court, and then they dismiss their own case for lack of jurisdiction. And they misunderstand what the court says when they dismiss for lack of jurisdiction. It does not mean the IRS cannot collect from you. It means the court has no power to hear your case. Therefore, you lose by default. She actually lost the case by default.
Well, that's not what the paperwork says.
The
paperwork didn't say that. The paperwork said that she doesn't owe any money for the years that she filed in the petition.
Let me see the paperwork then. Fine. If you want to give them the paperwork, we can talk about it. But basically, without seeing the paperwork, I cannot make any further comments. And there's no question
okay,
here,
so,
for me. Is there a question you want to ask of me, my friend?
So even though she got the paperwork that says order of dismissal for lack of jurisdiction on the part of the commissioner, you're saying that she still lost?
See, you just changed what the letter said. First you say the court said the case is dismissed for lack of jurisdiction. Then another part you said that the IRS cannot collect for her for these years or something like that. Those are two different things.
Right, right.
Those are two different things. Which one did the court say? She doesn't owe any money for these taxes, or the court dismissed for lack of jurisdiction, because they don't mean the same thing. Without seeing the paperwork for sure, I cannot give you a definitive comment. I got to see the paperwork,
from
see
the
exactly
way,
what it says, then I can give you a clear answer.
From the way that I understand she explained it to me, I should have brought the paper over here. She says that she has the paperwork from the court, and it's the order of dismissal for lack of jurisdiction on the part of the secretary because they don't have any jurisdiction over the years that she placed in her petition. So it doesn't seem like she lost. It seems like she won.
She lost. I'm telling you, based upon those words that you said she told you, which is double hearsay, she lost. And I don't have the time to – it's a kind of a complex way they do it. I can try to tell you why that's the case, but you may not get it, so I'll do my best. Look, I gotta show you on the computer screen. Let's try this, folks. Okay, let's go type it on with me. 26 space USC space 7421 space house.gov. You can do it just like me. Okay, that gives us.
Okay.
Here it is. Let's open it up. Okay, let's from the government's own website. Officially, the site comes up. From Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. Let's zoom in a little bit more, make it even bigger for you guys. Oh, even better, right? What is this headline?
Okay.
It's prohibition of suits to restrain assessment or collection. Okay. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It's right here. Okay. It says it's a very evil law, except as provided in these sections. Don't worry about these sections. There's 12, 13 of them. Doesn't matter. Okay, only with these exceptions. But other than these exceptions, no suit, which means no lawsuits, for the purpose of restraining, which means slowing down the assessments or collection of any tax, shall be maintained in any court by any person, whether or not such person is the person against whom such tax is assessed. Even if it's the wrong guy, you cannot stop the IRS. Except these exceptions, okay? Wow, that's pretty incredible, isn't it? Evil law. We can take your stuff. You are a slave. We can take your stuff. With these exceptions that we make up. That makes you a slave, basically. You see, people don't know this thing. It's called the Anti-Injunction Act. You cannot stop the IRS with an injunction or stop them from any way restrain or slow down from assessing, determining amount of tax, or collecting a tax. Okay? So the exceptions are the biggest one I showed you tonight is Section 6212A and 6213. I went over those with you tonight. Those are the ones that get you to tax court. I have them, I think, right here. Here it is. Notice deficiency I covered with you, right? 6212, 6213. You can go and petition the tax court. See? But here's the thing. The tax court is your friend. When you're a tax court, the IRS can not take your stuff. You're under protection and shelter of the tax court. While you're in tax court, if the IRS wants to take your stuff, you can go to court and the IRS says, no, IRS. Stop, and whatever you took, give it back. Other than that, if you don't go to tax court, guess what? You are under the Anti-Injunction Act. You cannot do anything for the purpose of restraining the IRS from collection of any tax. You see, that's the default, that you are a slave that can take your stuff. So when you go to tax court, you're given a chance to everything on hold. Let's look at everything slowly. If you're the IRS anything, we'll make a ruling, and then the IRS can take your stuff, but not before. So when the court dismisses your case, that means you are no longer under the protection umbrella of the IRS. No, you took it away. Okay, that's what she did, but she misunderstood it because the person that's sold her that program, which it's been lately a guy named Paris Weiss and Associates. Weiss and Associates, they're doing this thing. And I have no, and they say, oh, we won. They have no jurisdiction over us. No, they have no jurisdiction attached to protect you from the IRS. So now she lost the case by default. IRS is just trying to collect. That's what's going on. I hope that was simple enough for all of you to understand it. Okay.
Yeah, I'll let her know.
How much IRS wants from her?
She can ask for a consultation with you.
Yeah. Do you know how much they claim she owes them?
I don't know right offhand.
Okay. So she should call with the paperwork Thursday night, next room hour, or send for a paid one-on-one detailed one-hour consultation so I can explain things to her fully and slowly for her to fully understand her situation and what are her options, best options to go from here forward. All right?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I have her to get in touch with you.
Okay. Very good, Edward.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Payman.
You are most welcome. My pleasure. Do you have any other callers? That is it. Okay, guys. Thank you. Thank you for all your love, for all your love of freedom and love of Freedom Oscar for listening and allowing me to educate you and share this information to you. I would like to ask you humbly to please share this love of truth you have with everybody you know on your Facebook page, your friends, email them, and text them. Text the front page of our website to your friends. Say, check out the 9-minute video and on this page on your drive to and from work. Remember, people will not make the time to watch things. They're too busy. Click, click, clicking on the smartphone, telephone call, text, Snapchat, Instagram, whatever messaging thing comes through. So, invite them to listen to it in their car while it's to and from work, and then follow up with them. And with that, folks, you allow them a chance to be free. And then they can join you and I in our quest to have all of us as Americans become a free, prosperous, live and let live, happy country once again. Thank you for watching.